Okay, so we're going to start lying down, get comfortable. And we're finishing up this series on Kali. Kali is considered to be the goddess of death, but death is merely the ending of what has no real substance. The death of what is not real gives birth to what is real. To create, we must first destroy. To bring the new into being, we must first let go of the old. For our spiritual recreation, we must first allow our limitations, misperceptions, illusions, and bonds of ignorance to be destroyed. So now that we have called upon the darkness, and now that we are becoming more conscious, where we are seeing, where we have set limitations, where we have created false beliefs and illusions, now what do we do? Darkness is ignorance, it is untruth, and now that we have seen it, we automatically begin to rise in light. Seeing it is to illumine it. Light is truth, light is knowledge. So Kali is not just the power of death, she is the power of resurrection, the power to create anew. She is the one who helps us descend into darkness and to rise as light. So comes the next step, creating anew, replacing the untruths with truth, and that is what this practice is about. We'll continue to work with the energy and the mantra that calls the power of Kali to us, but we'll end with a practice to help us lay down new pathways, new beliefs that are rooted in truth and light. So just take a moment, a few deep breaths, and feel the body settle. Release tension, tightness, fatigue. And then just bring your awareness into the heart. And just conceive of that point of light in the heart. The light of the soul, that light that exists at the heart, which is immortal. That which never has died and never will die. The light of divinity. And when you focus attention at this light in the heart, that connection allows you to compassionately walk into the shadows of life, and to safely know the truth. So we're going to bend the knees, place the feet on the floor, hip distance apart, heels comfortably close to the buttocks, arms by your sides. And we're going to begin this little flow from bridge to apanasana into our L shape. So as we inhale, we'll lift the arms overhead, lift the hips off the floor. Exhale, lower down and bring your knees into your chest. Inhale, take the feet to the ceiling, arms overhead like the shape of an L. And then exhale back to the start, feet to the floor, arms by your sides. Inhale, bridge. Exhale, knees to chest. Inhale, feet up, arms overhead. Exhale back to the start. Now we're going to work with the breath. Four counts in. Bridge. Exhale, knees to chest. Four counts in. Shape of an L. Feet up. Arms stretch up. Exhale, feet to the floor. Back to the start. Five count. Inhale. Bridge. Exhale, lower down, knees to chest. Five count, inhale, L shape. Reach up, feet reach higher, arms stretch out. Exhale, back to the start. Six counts in, bridge. So it's getting a little deeper with the breath, maybe a little bigger lift. Exhale, knees to chest. Six counts in, L shape, reach long. Spine lengthens. Exhale back to the start. Seven counts in, bridge. So the breath is getting longer, the lift higher. Exhale, knees to chest. Seven counts in, L shape. Really stretch it out. Exhale back to the start. Last round, eight counts in. Bridge. Slow, deep breath. Hips lift, chest opens. Exhale back to the lower down, knees to chest. Eight count, inhale, L shape. Reach up. Stretch the feet towards the ceiling. Reach out through the fingertips. And then exhale back to the start. And then you're going to roll yourself over to your side, gently press up, and make your way to hands and knees. So coming into Chakra Vikasana, from our tabletop into child's pose. So drawing the lower belly in so we don't overarch the low back. Inhale, lift the chest, look up slightly. Exhale, drop back to the heels, rounding the spine. Inhale up, front body opens. Exhale back, hips to heels. Now we're going to start to work with our mantra, cream. So inhale up. Exhale back with the mantra. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale up. Exhale back. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale up. One more. Exhale back. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale up. Now we're going to alternate downward dog. So tuck the toes. Exhale, lift the hips. Downward dog. Inhale back to fours. Exhale, hips to heels. Child's pose. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. Tuck the toes. Lift the hips. Inhale, fours. Exhale, drop back. Child's pose. Inhale, fours. Exhale, downward dog. Let's flow through one more time. Inhale, fours. Exhale, back. Inhale, up. Exhale, downward dog. So now we're going to stay in downward dog. Root firmly through the palms, particularly that inner palm, the thumb and the index finger. Upper arms roll open. The chest is broad. Hips reach up. The breath is steady. Then inhale, we'll shift forward to plank. Take a couple of breaths here. Tail drops under, navel pulls back. And as you exhale, we'll lower to the belly. You can always drop the knees first if you like. We'll have the hands on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. We're going to do some little cobras here. So pull back with the palms, lengthen forward. And then inhale, draw up. Exhale, lower. Pull back with the palms, inhale, lengthen as you lift. Exhale, lower. Now working with the breath, four counts in, lengthen and lift. Exhale, lower. Five counts in, slow down the breath, maybe lift a little bit higher. Exhale, lower. Six counts in. Exhale, lower. Six counts again, pull back, lengthen and lift. And now at the top, you're going to hold one count. Exhale, lower. Six counts in, lengthen and lift. And now hold two counts at the top. And exhale, lower. Push back through fours and back into downward dog. Then we're going to slowly walk the feet forward, come into our forward bend. Feet parallel, hip distance apart, as much bend in the knees as you need right now. Just let the upper body release, neck be relaxed. And to keep warming up the back and start to open the hamstrings, we're going to do some dynamic chair. So inhale, drop to chair, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, lift the chest. And then exhale, back to the forward fold. Take a few breaths here. And we'll do it again. Inhale, chair. Lift up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. And then exhale back into the forward fold. Maybe starting to straighten the legs a little bit more. And then one more round, inhale, chair, exhale, sleeping chair, inhale, active chair, exhale, forward fold. And then inhale, chair. We're going to stay for this exhale. Next inhale, use the legs, push all the way up. And exhale, release. All right, good. We're going to come to the top of the mat. Feet parallel, hip distance apart. All four corners of both feet rooted, arches drawing up, knees are soft. Navel lifts up as the tail drops down, the heart lifts, the shoulders drop down and back. So these are our S-series salutations. So inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, sleeping chair, chest to thighs. Inhale, active chair, staying for the exhale. And then inhale, press up. Exhale, fold, flat back, soften or bend the knees if you need. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. Stay for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten without locking. Exhale, fold. Back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Then the left foot steps up, warrior one. Stay for the exhale, and then inhale, straighten, exhale, fold, back to downward dog. Take a few smooth breaths. At the end of your exhale, both feet step up. Inhale, drop to chair, arms sweep up, stay for the exhale. Inhale, legs bring you up, and exhale, release. All right, good. We're going to do that again. Inhale up. Exhale, sleeping chair. Inhale, active chair. Stay for the exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, fold, flat back. Inhale, scoop up slightly. Exhale, downward dog. Inhale, right foot up, warrior one. So this time we're going to do a little dynamic work here. So as we exhale, we'll straighten the leg and bring the arms down. Inhale, bend the knee, arms sweep up. Exhale, straighten and release. Inhale, bend, maybe a little deeper. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend. Exhale, release. Now we're going to go into stay. So inhale, bend the knee, sweep up. So right knee pressing forward, left inner thigh drawing in, front of the left hip pushing to the front, lifting up out of the lower belly. We're going to take the arms around to the low back, interlace the fingers, draw the upper arms towards each other. Now we're going to start to work with the breath. So it's going to be an 8-count inhale. Exhale, just pull the belly in and up. 7 counts in, hold one at the top. As you're inhaling, lift the rib cage off the waist. Chest lifts, hold one count. Exhale, belly in and up. 6 counts in, hold 2. Exhale, navel in and up. 5 counts in, hold 3. As you hold, pop the chest up a little bit more. Exhale, navel in and up. 4 in, hold 4. Exhale, navel in and up. And then inhale, straighten the leg, arms reach up. Exhale, fold, take it back to downward dog. Inhale, forward plank. Exhale, lower to the belly. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, downward dog. Left foot steps up, warrior one. So we're going to do the same sequence on this side. So as we exhale, we'll straighten the leg, arms come down. Inhale, bend the knee, reach up. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend the knee, reach up. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend, maybe a little deeper. Exhale, release. Inhale, bend. Exhale, release. Now we're going to go into stay. So inhale, bend the knee, arms sweep up. Left knee presses forward, right inner thigh turns in. Front of the right hip pushing to the front as you powerfully lift up through the low belly. Take the arms around, interlace the fingers, draw the upper arms towards each other. Inhale, 8. Feel yourself lengthening, the heart lifting. Exhale, belly in and up. In 7, hold 1. Exhale, navel in and up. In 6, hold 2. Exhale, keep lifting out of the lower belly. In 5, hold 3. Again, as you hold, kind of pop the chest up a little bit more. Exhale, navel in and up. And now in 4, hold 4. Exhale, belly in and up. Then inhale, straighten, arms reach up. Exhale, fold back to downward dog. Take a few breaths here. And then at the end of your next exhale, both feet step up. Inhale, drop to chair. Stay for your exhale. Inhale up. Exhale, release. So just pause here. Take a couple of breaths. And then we're going to turn to the side. So just turn whichever way allows you to see me best. Take the feet wide. We're going to come into triangle and then extended angle. So if you know you want to block for either of those, you can have it by your right foot. So we're going to turn the right leg out 90 degrees. So the knee and the toes point to the front or back of your mat. You're going to kick your left heel back. So the left foot angles in slightly. Your right leg will be straight, but we don't want to lock the knee. So you can have just a little micro bend there. Arms come up. We're going to inhale. As we exhale, reach off the right waist. Hand comes to the block or the floor. Now, as we inhale, we're going to take this left arm overhead, big stretch. And as we exhale, we're going to sweep it to the hip as we spin the heart open, stack the shoulders. In 4, reach overhead. Out 4, navel draws back as you spin towards the ceiling. In 5, big reach. Out 5, navel back, stack the shoulders. In 6, reach. Get off the waist, lengthen out. Out 6, navel back, heart open. In 7, out 7, and now 8 count, inhale, big reach off the waist, crown reaching forward, out 8, arm coming back, navel pulling towards the spine, shoulder stacking. And now we're going to stay, so you can leave the arm down here by the hip, you can take it vertical to the ceiling, or back overhead, whichever feels better for you. But keep that chest wide open, shoulder stacked. Keep reaching out of the waist, crown reaching forward. And then we'll bend that right knee. We're going to inhale, come up. Exhale, release. Turn the feet parallel and take a few breaths. Now we do the other side. So the left leg is going to make the 90-degree spin. Knee and toes point to the other side of your mat. If you want your block, it'll move over to the left. Right heel kicks back, so that foot is slightly angled in. And again, the left leg is straight, but you don't want to lock the knee, so you just have a little tiny bend there. Arms are up. Inhale, exhale, reach off your left waist, hand to the floor or the block. Inhale, right arm reaches overhead. Exhale, sweep it back to the hip as you draw the navel back and open the chest. Four counts in, reach over. Four counts out, navel back, shoulders stack. Five counts in, reach over. Five counts out, open up. Six counts in, start to lengthen out of your waist. Six counts out, navel back, shoulders stack. Seven in, big stretch. Seven out, chest opens. Eight in. And eight out. And now we stay. So again, the arm can remain here by the hip. Can take it vertical. Can take it overhead. Whatever works for you. Steady your breath. Keep your chest wide open. Keep reaching off both sides of the waist. And then now we'll bend that left knee. Inhale up. Exhale, release. Turn the feet parallel. Take a few breaths. All right, we're going to go back to the first side. So we're going to turn the right leg out 90. Kick the left heel back. Have your block if you want it. We're going to come into Parsvakonasana, this extended angle. So arms are up. Inhale. Exhale. Now we bend the right knee. Reach off the waist. Hand comes to the floor of the block. Left arm is up. Again, we want to stack the shoulders. Keep the chest broad. From here, we're going to come into Ardha Chandrasana, our half moon balance. So we're going to take this right hand up a good 12 inches and over to the pinky toe side of our right foot. We're going to lift the left leg and begin to open the hips. So we stack the hips. Then we'll open the chest, stack the shoulders. And then when you're ready, the left arm will reach up again. You're going to push out through that left foot as you reach forward through your crown. You're going to reach out fingertips to fingertips, expanding. And then bend that right knee, gently step the left foot back, bring it up. Again, we'll turn the feet parallel, take a few breaths. Now we move to the other side, left leg turns out 90. Kick that right heel back. Block if you want it. Arms are up. Inhale. Exhale, bend that left knee. Reach off the waist, hand to the floor or the block. Again, spin open. Feel the chest widen. And now we're going to come into that balance on this side. So the left hand's going to go up about 12 inches over to the pinky toe side of the left foot. The right leg's going to lift. We're going to open up the hips, then open the chest, and then that left arm will reach up. You're going to push out through that. Oh, sorry, it's your right arm reaching up. Push out through your right leg. Push forward through your crown, kind of stretch. From foot to head, reach out fingertips to fingertips. Then we'll bend the left knee, step the right foot back, come up, release it, turn the feet parallel. All right, from here we're going to come into a straddle forward fold. So we still want that wide stance, feet parallel. If you want a block in the middle or even a block for each hand, feel free to have that. We're going to inhale, arms sweep up. Exhale, fold forward. You can soften or bend the knees as much as you need on your way down. So stay rooted through all four corners of each foot. Inhale, we're going to scoop up, lift the heart, lengthen the spine. And then exhale, fold between the legs. Now we're going to add that mantra. So inhale, up and out. Exhale, fold. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale, reach up and out, lengthen. Fold. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale, scoop up. Sides of the waist get long. Exhale. Cream, 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 cream. And now we're going to stay. Strong legs, firm feet. Just let the upper body release. Then inhale, scoop up. We're going to walk the hands around to the front of the mat, pivoting the feet, and we'll step back to downward dog. And then we're going to come down to all fours. We're going to come into this half runner's lunge. We'll bring the right foot forward first, so if you need to cushion your left knee, you can double your mat or even put a blanket under it. So we'll bring the right foot forward, and we're just going to drop the hips. So not forcing them down, just letting gravity do the work, steadying your breath, just releasing. Keeping the hips low, we're going to bring the hands up onto the right thigh and just start to draw the lower belly away from the thigh. We're going to do a little dynamic work here. So with the left arm, we're going to inhale, reach up. Exhale, firm the lower belly, kind of pull in and up. And then inhale, lift up, maybe go back a little bit. And then exhale, release. And do it again. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, really firm, lift through your lower belly, and inhale, lift up, maybe go back a little more. Exhale, release. One more time, inhale, lift up. Exhale, firm the lower belly in and up. Inhale, lift up, maybe draw back, and exhale, release. Then we'll bring the hands down, we'll tuck the left toes under, step back to downward dog. We'll come back to all fours. This time we'll be bringing the left foot forward, so cushion your right knee as much as you need. And then take that left foot forward and just drop the hips. Smooth out the breath. And we'll take the hands onto the left thigh. Keep the hips low. Draw the low belly back. And we'll do the same thing on this side. With the right arm, we're going to inhale, reach up. Exhale, pull the low belly in and up. And then inhale, reach up. Draw back a little bit. Exhale, release. Inhale, arm goes up. Exhale, that pelvic loop, belly in and up. Inhale, lift up, maybe go back a little more. Exhale, release. One more, inhale up. Exhale, belly in and up. Inhale, lift, draw back. Exhale, release. Take the arms down. Right toes tuck under. We'll lift the knee. Step back to downward dog. Inhale, shift forward to plank. Exhale, lower down to the belly. So now we're going to do a little work in cobra. So we'll have the hands on either side of the ribs, fingertips about at nipple line. We're going to pull back with the palms, kind of start to slither forward. And then inhale, draw up. Exhale, lower. Pull back with the palms, lengthen forward, inhale, up. Exhale, lower. Palms pull back. Inhale, lift. Exhale, lower. Now we're going to switch it up a little bit. So we're going to pull back with the palms, lengthen forward. Inhale, lift. Exhale, halfway down. Keep pulling back with your palms. Now inhale, go up even higher. Exhale, lower. Pull back with the palms. Inhale, lift. Exhale, halfway down, keep pulling back. Inhale, lift up even more. Exhale, lower. One more, inhale, lift. Exhale, halfway down, keep pulling back. Inhale up even more. Exhale, lower. Now just turn your head to a side. Take a few breaths. And turn your head to the other side. And then back to center, hands under the shoulders. We'll push up to fours. So now we're going to come onto both knees. So if you need to, cushion them both. We're going to come into Ustrasana, camel pose. If you want blocks, you can have them on either side of your feet. You have the option of also tucking the toes, reaching back for your heels. And you have the option of flattening the feet, reaching for the heels. And also the option of just leaving your hands on the hips. So we'll have lots of different modifications for you to choose from. All right, so first thing we're going to do is a little bit of warm-up here. So the left hand's going to be on the sacrum. So it's not the lumbar. It's not your curve of your lower back. It's lower, kind of almost between the upper part of the butt cheeks. And we're going to do the same thing we did in that runner's lunge. So we're going to inhale, right arm reaches up. As you exhale, you're going to firm that lower belly in and up. And then inhale, you're going to reach up and just go back a little bit. And exhale, release. And then again, inhale, arm reaches up. Exhale, really firm belly in and up. And then inhale, go up and maybe back a little bit more. Exhale, release. One more time, inhale up. Exhale, belly in and up. Inhale, reach up. Maybe go back a little further. And exhale, release. Now we'll do the same thing on the other side. So right hand on the sacrum. Again, lower than the low back, kind of between the top part of the butt cheeks. Left arm, inhale up. Exhale, belly in and up. Inhale, reach up. Draw back. Exhale, release. Again, inhale up. Exhale as the belly goes in and up, tail goes down. Inhale, reach up, go back. Exhale, release. One more. Inhale up. Exhale, belly in and up, firm. And then inhale, reach up, go further back. Exhale, release. All right, so now we're setting up for camel. Hands now are on either side of the sacrum. So you're kind of, again, on the upper part of the butt cheeks, but your fingers are kind of coming down over the cheeks. If you want your blocks, they'll be back there. If you want to tuck the toes, you can have them tucked. If you want the feet flat, have them flat. But we're going to go in the same way. We're going to keep the chin in. The head will be the very last thing we take back. So let's inhale, just lift up. Exhale, firm the lower belly in and up. And then inhale, start to take it up and back. You can stay here, hands on hips. You can reach back for your blocks. You can reach back for your heels. And then lift that chest, keep the belly lifting. And then when and if you're ready, you can take the head and look up. And we're going to stay here 3 breaths chanting on our exhale. So deep breath in. Cream, 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 cream. Inhale, lift the heart. Cream, 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 cream. One more deep breath in. Cream, 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 cream. And then as you inhale, you'll walk your hands up. Come back up. We'll come back to fours. And come back into downward dog. So tucking the toes, inhale, exhale, lift the hips. And now just kind of lengthen out. Push those hips up and out. Open the lower back.
Then inhale, come back to fours. So we're going to do a little Vajrasana, which is this dynamic bowing. If that doesn't work well for you, you can do Chakravakasana, your tabletop to child's pose. Otherwise, we're going to do Vajrasana. So we're going to inhale, arms sweep up. And then exhale, as the hands sweep back, we're going to fold down into child's pose. Inhale, sweep up. Exhale, navel back, folding over. Inhale, up. Exhale, fold over. Inhale, up. Exhale, fold. We're going to do one more. Inhale, up. Exhale, fold. And now we'll stay in child's pose. You can rest your arms by your sides. You can take them forward to support your head or put your head on a block or a folded blanket. And just let the hips settle. Feel the low back release. Then slide the hands under the shoulders, gently push up. We're going to swing the legs around to the front. Gently roll down onto your back, so just use your hands for support. Gently roll it back. We're going to open the arms up into a T, bring the legs into the chest. We're going to do some dynamic twisting using the breath. So as we inhale, the knees will be in the center. As we exhale, we'll be dropping them to the left or the right, and you'll just go as far as the breath takes you. So you might not make it all the way to the ground, because as soon as you start to inhale, you're going to come back to center. So let's inhale here. Exhale, knees go to the left, just as far as the breath takes you. And then inhale, you come back to center. Exhale, knees go to the right, as far as the breath takes you. Inhale, back to center. Exhale, left. Inhale, center. Exhale, right. Inhale, center. Exhale, left. Inhale, center. Exhale, right. Inhale, center. Now exhale, left. You're going to take them all the way down to the floor. If you need to support them, feel free to put a block or blanket under there, because you want to be able to relax. You want to soften your waist, your belly, your lower back. You can look out over your right fingers. And now we're going to work with the breath. So we're going to inhale four and exhale four. Now in four and out five. In four and out six. Next inhale, bring the knees to center.
As you exhale, you'll take them over to the right. Again, all the way down. Support them if you need, so that you can relax through your belly, your back. You can look out over your left fingers. And again, we'll go back. In four, out four. In four, out five. And then in four, out six. Next inhale, bring the knees back to center. And we're going to finish with a little apanasana. So right hand on the right knee, left hand on the left knee. As you inhale, your knees will move away just until your arms are straight. And as you exhale, you'll pull them in close to the chest. Four counts in, knees move away. Four counts out, knees come in. Four in, knees go away. Five out, slow it down, pull the knees in. Four in. Six out. Four in, seven out. The breath is slowing down, the movement is slowing down. Four in, eight out. We're going to do two more like that. In four. Out eight. Again, in four. Out eight. And you'll just hug the knees in. If it feels good, you can rock gently side to side. Just kind of massage out the lower back, release any remaining tension. And when the lower back feels taken care of, you'll get set up for relaxation.
Just get comfortable. Feel the body opening to earth. Feel the breath slowing down. And just tune to a rhythm of effortlessness. Start by just becoming aware of your ankles. Just feel your ankles and observe if it's easier to feel one more than the other. And then move the feeling so that the two of them are balanced. And do the same thing with your knees. Feel both knees. Notice if it's easier to sense one or the other. And then consciously feel them both evenly. The interesting thing is that when you do that, when the two are balanced, it no longer feels like two, it feels like one. Feel the same thing at the groin, left groin, right groin. Sense them. And then create a balance between left and right. Left chest and right chest, same thing. And feel them balanced as one. Left shoulder, right shoulder. And the elbows. The wrist. Now both eyes, feel the left eye, the right eye, balance the feeling between both. Both ears. Finally, move to the nostrils. Feel your left nostril, your right nostril,
And then balance the feeling between left and right. And as you do, watch the balanced breath rise and fall through the nostrils. Feel both sides of the brain balanced. And then feel your whole being unified. Left and right have become one.
Slowly let your awareness drift back. Coming back to your breath. Let your breath start to deepen. As your breath deepens, you can start to wiggle your fingers and toes. Move your hands and feet. Rock your head softly from side to side. You can stretch your arms up overhead. Take a nice full body stretch. And then as you're ready, you'll bend your knees, roll over to your right. And you'll use your hands to help yourself up. Find a comfortable, supported seat, supporting the hips in whatever way you need so the spine can be tall, crown of the head balanced over the base, but the body still as relaxed as possible. Then you'll turn your awareness to the breath. And begin to feel the breath as it rises and falls through the nostrils. So awareness of that soft flow of air moving from the tip of the nose to the bridge. From the bridge back down to the tip. Being particularly mindful of the upper portion of the airflow. So that sensation of the breath on the ceiling of the nostrils. As you become more absorbed in the breath, you'll start to sense that more subtle layer, the energy, the prana that rides on the breath. You may even begin to sense or see it as light. Now, this energy, this prana, this light is not limited to the physiology of the breath. So now begin to see or sense it moving from the tip of the nose,
past the bridge, and into the midbrain. So that each time you breathe in, prana is being pulled into the midbrain. And after even just a few rounds, you'll start to feel something awakening in the midbrain. This concentration of prana. And in time, you'll begin to see it as light. The more you relax, the more you will experience this presence as light. Now begin to see, feel, or imagine in the center of that light a bright golden almond-shaped flame. Sense that this flame is a source of boundless energy or power. And we're going to slowly begin to move this flame from the midbrain down through the spine, to the level of the heart. Just see this flame seated in the heart. Now, with awareness in the heart, we're going to begin to cultivate the feeling of gratitude. Begin by recalling something you are truly grateful for, a tremendous blessing in your life. And begin to experience this feeling of gratitude and notice how it changes the heart space. Immerse yourself completely in this feeling and allow it to become as real as possible. And then allow that feeling to begin to expand outward from the heart. Feel it filling the entire chest. Feel it flood the shoulders and down the arms. Feel it in the abdomen. The hips and the seat. Down both legs. Let this feeling of gratitude fill the whole body. Notice the body sensations and how the energy of the body changes. And now, steeped in this feeling of immense gratitude, silently repeat the following words to yourself. In me there is a light that lights the whole world. It radiates truth, boundless will, action, and knowledge. In me there is a light that lights the whole world. It radiates truth, boundless will, action, and knowledge. As you mentally say these words to yourself, do it with the knowledge that you are not trying to imagine something, but that you are expressing in words the very nature or essence of your soul. Each time you say it, know that you are the embodiment of its meaning. In me there is a light that lights the whole world. It radiates truth, boundless will, action, and knowledge. Feel the words and be aware of them becoming part of your reality. Every cell in your body is a receptor receiving this message. In me there is a light that lights the whole world. It radiates truth, boundless will, action, and knowledge. In me there is a light that lights the whole world. It radiates truth, boundless will, action, and knowledge. And slowly you'll come back to your breath. Let your breath deepen. I'll let the chin lower softly towards the chest. And the eyes start to slowly reopen. We'll bring the head up. Take a deep breath in, arms sweep up. Exhale, hands together into the heart. Namaste.